Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
Shalom, this is Harriet and I will be your reader today. And we have a new week. Today is Sunday, the 5th of May or the 27th of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar. We have a new parasha or portion from the Torah scriptures this week, and it's called Kedushim, and that means holy. And a scripture reading from the Torah will be Leviticus or Vayikra, chapter 19, verses 1 through 14. Today in history, we have the death of Yeshua, according to tradition from Yeshua 24:29. It came about after these things that Yeshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. Before we start reading the scriptures, please join me in blessing and thanking God for giving us his word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Mashiach, our Master. So let's start from Leviticus 19. The Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, "Speak to all the congregation of Bnei Israel and tell them, 'You shall be Kedushim, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.' Each one of you is to respect his mother and father and keep my Shabbatot. I am the Lord your God. Do not turn to idols or make molten gods for yourselves. I am the Lord your God. When you bring a sacrifice of fellowship offerings to the Lord, you are to offer it so that you may be accepted. It is to be eaten the same day you offer it and the next day. But if anything remains until the third day, it is to be burnt with fire. It is to be eaten at all. If it is eaten at all on the third day, it is disgusting. It will not be accepted. Rather, anyone who eats it will bear his iniquity, since he has profaned what is holy to the Lord, and that soul will be cut off from his people. When you reap the harvest of your land, you are not to reap to the very corners of your field, nor are you to gather the gleanings of your harvest. You are not to pick the remnants of your vineyard, nor are you to gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. Instead, you are to leave them for the poor and for the outsider. I am the Lord your God. You are not to steal. You are not to lie. You are not to deceive one another. You are not to swear by my name falsely and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You are not to oppress your neighbor nor rob him. The wages of a hired servant are not to remain with you all night until the morning. You are not to curse the deaf nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but you shall fear your God. I am the Lord." That was Leviticus 19:1 through 14. Now we have our portion from the prophets, and today we will read from Isaiah or Yeshayahu chapter 49. Listen to me, islands. Pay attention, peoples far away. The Lord called me from the womb, from my mother's belly he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. He has hidden me in his quiver. He said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and futility. Yet surely the justice due to me is with the Lord, and my reward with my God." So now says the Lord, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Yaakov back to him, to gather Israel back to him. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. So he says, "It is too trifling a thing that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Yaakov and restore the preserved ones of Israel. So I will give you as a light for the nations, that you should be my salvation to the end of the earth." Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, their Holy One, to the one despised, to the one the nation abhors, to a servant of rulers, kings will see and arise, princes will also bow down, because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel who has chosen you. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I will answer you, in a day of salvation I will help you. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, to restore the land, to make them possess its desolate inheritances, saying to the prisoners, "Come out," to those in darkness, "Be shown." Along the roads they will graze, their pasture will be on all the barren heights. They will not hunger or thirst, nor scorching wind or sun strike them, for their compassionate one will lead them and will guide them by springs of water. I will make all my mountains a road, and my highways will be raised up. Behold, these shall come from afar. Behold, these from the north and from the west, and from the land of Sinim. Shout for joy, heavens, rejoice, earth. Break forth into ringing shouts, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people, and has compassion on his afflicted. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me." Can a woman forget her nursing baby or lack compassion for a child of her womb? Even if these forget, I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Your children will come quickly. Your destroyers and devastators will go away from you. Lift up your eyes around and see. All of them will gather and come to you. As I live, it is the Lord's declaration. You will wear them as jewelry and bind them on like a bride. For your waste and desolate places and your destroyed land will now be surely too small for the inhabitants, and those who swallowed you up will be far away. The children of your bereavement will yet say in your ears, "The place is too cramped for me. Make room for me to settle in." Then you will say in your heart, "Who has borne these for me? Wasn't I bereaved of my children, barren, an exile, and wandering? So who has raised these? Behold, I was left alone. These, where were they?" Thus says the Lord Elohim, "Look, I will lift my hand to the nations and raise my banner to the peoples. They will bring your sons on their chest and carry your daughters on their shoulders. Kings will be your guardians, their princesses your nurses. They will bow down to you with their face to the ground and lick the dust of your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Those hoping in me will not be ashamed. Can plunder be taken from the mighty, or captives of the righteous freed? For thus says the Lord, yes, captives of the mighty will be taken, and the prey of the tyrant will be freed. For I will oppose your adversary. I will save your children. I will feed your oppressors their flesh. They will be drunk with their blood as with sweet wine. Then all flesh will know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Yaakov." That was Isaiah, or Yeshayahu, 49. Now we have our portion from the writings, and today we will read Proverbs, or Mishlei, chapter 28. The wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. When a country is in rebellion, it has many rulers, but a man of discernment and knowledge maintains order. A poor man who oppresses the weak is like pounding rain without food. Those who forsake Torah praise the wicked, but those who keep Torah stir them up. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand it fully. Better the poor who walks in his integrity than the rich whose ways are crooked. He who keeps Torah is a discerning son, but a companion of gluttons disgraces his father. Whoever increases his wealth by exorbitant interest gathers it for one kinder to the poor. One who turns his ear from hearing Torah, even his prayer is an abomination. One who leads the upright astray along an evil path will fall into his own pit, but the blameless will inherit good. A rich person is wise in his own eyes, but a discerning poor person sees through him. When the righteous triumph, there is great glory, but when the wicked rise to power, people hide. One who covers up his transgressions will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them finds mercy. Blessed is one who is always cautious, but whoever hardens his heart will fall into trouble. Like a roaring lion or a prowling bear is a wicked ruler over helpless people. An oppressive leader lacks judgment. One who hates unjust gain will prolong his life. A man tormented by the guilt of murder flees to the pit. Let no one support him. Whoever walks blamelessly will be safe, but whoever is perverse in his ways will fall suddenly. Whoever works his land will be satisfied with food, but whoever chases fantasies will have his fill of poverty. A faithful man will have many blessings, but one eager to get rich will not go unpunished. To show partiality is not good, yet for a piece of bread a man may do wrong. A stingy man chases after riches, but does not know that poverty will overtake him. One who rebukes a man will in the end find more favor than one with a flattering tongue. Whoever robs his father or his mother and says it is not a crime is a partner to him who destroys. A greedy soul stirs up strife, but one who trusts in the Lord prospers. Whoever trusts in his own heart is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will escape. One who gives to the poor will not lack, but one who shuts his eyes will have many curses. When the wicked rise to power, people hide, but when they perish, the righteous increase. That was Proverbs 28. And now we have our last portion of scriptures from the apostolic writings. We will read 1 John, or Yohanan, chapter 4. Loved ones, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see if they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. You know the Ruach Elohim by this. Every spirit that acknowledges that Messiah Yeshua has come in human flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Yeshua is not from God. This is the spirit of the anti-Messiah, which you have heard is coming and now is already in the world. You are from God, children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. They are from the world, so they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Loved ones, let us love one another, for love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. The love of God was revealed among us by this, that God sent his one and only Son into the world so that we might live through him. This is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atonement for our sins. Loved ones, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is made perfect in us. We know that we abide in him and he in us by this, because he has given us of his Spirit. We have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son as Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Yeshua is Ben Elohim, God abides in him and he abides in God. So we have come to know and trust in the love that God has for us. God is love. Now, whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. In this way, love is made perfect among us, so that we should have boldness on the day of judgment. For just as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and the one who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should also love his brother. That was 1 John chapter 4. And that concludes our reading of scriptures for today, this Sunday, the 5th of May, or the 27th of Nisan. If you're reading through the apostolic writings twice this cycle, you would also read from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 14 today. This has been Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I pray for this week that is in front of you, that you would have a Shavuot Tov, a blessed and good new week. For now, Shalom, until next time.